Crossroads. They are there for all of us. You know, it doesn't really seem like it was that long ago when we started talking about crossroads during our Wednesday night services. But now we've come close to the end of the Lenten season. And heretofore, we've seen how many important figures from the Bible have faced their own specific crossroads. Some, like David, Peter, and John, had faith in God and were brought towards the path of obedience, even during their toughest tribulations. And others, like Judas, fell into sin and followed the path of their temptation all the way to a horrible end. In our reflections, we've seen how God can work in our lives and bring us through the most difficult times and most trying choices. All of this through faith in God's word and trust in his promises of forgiveness. All the while, this world isn't so kind to us as to allow us an opportunity to ease in to practicing the faithfulness and trusting God necessary to tackle the choice points we face. Rather than giving us small trials that we can counter and conquer quite easily, it has been my sense of things that when it rains, truly it pours. It seems that only as we just begin to understand how we can get through the myriad of daily choice points we face in a God-pleasing way, that the toughest tests seem to be waiting right there for us, like a robber trying to ambush us. Standing there with a club in hand, these choices strike us without warning and they catch us unprepared. And this is when we are at our most vulnerable and oftentimes most helpless to recall what we have learned from God's word. During these times, I think the only thing we seem to be able to do is mimic King David and cry out from the depths of our deep sorrow to God for help. Where does our help come from in these troubling times? It is the choice point. No, I do not mean to say that it comes from within the midst of the struggle itself as we are facing it, as if our struggles only came to settle themselves and serve to reaffirm a sort of all's well that ends well mentality about life. No, it comes from a very specific choice point, a choice between life and death faced long ago. At that time, a certain man knew what was coming to him. He knew of the horrific trials that he would have to face in order to faithfully serve God and obey his will. He was a righteous man, indeed more righteous than any who have come before or since. However, he would have to suffer hell itself in order to stay faithful to God. He knew that his barbaric death by crucifixion was God's will for him. As we know, this man was Jesus, and today we reflect upon the choice point he faced. The choice point which not only brings us the righteousness of God and the forgiveness of sins, but once and for all saved all men from sin, death, and the devil. Christ's choice point must have presented him with many different paths to take. In Matthew's gospel, he tells Peter, that sending 12 legions of angels to put a swift end to his capture was an option on the table. Just imagine how differently this service would be if that were the path Jesus chose. And in today's gospel reading, we saw another, less dramatic option, as Pilate told Jesus directly that he was the guy who could release him or send him to his death. yet there with a rare opportunity to be set free from his persecution, and with the Roman governor himself, who could make this all happen, standing before him, what does Christ say? You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. He understood that the choices that could have left him alive and free would have gone directly against God's will. Remember what Christ said in Gethsemane. Not as I, but as you will. And, my Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. We often try to emulate him and pray, thy will be done. But Jesus actually knew what God's will was. And knowing fully the death that awaited him, Christ prayed for God's will to be done on heaven and on earth. And he chose the path of following God's will, even though that meant facing destruction and his own demise. All Christ did was choose to grasp the cup given to him by his Father, and he drank. So, of course, they freed Barabbas, a notorious criminal, and set him free. This was not only the will of the chief priests and elders of Israel, but God's will working in Christ's life. The beatings our Lord received, every scratch and every bruise was part of God's plan as well. Each flogging and beating were ordained by God. So what of the humiliation Christ received from the Roman soldiers? These were all things God knew would happen, and these were things that God himself allowed to take place. The Roman soldiers dividing and casting lots for the clothing on Christ's back. God knew that they would do so. As it is written, they divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. Everything that transpired that day cannot be separated from God's will. This even means that Christ dying was God's will. His good and gracious will. It was God's good and gracious will that Christ, the Son of God, was nailed upon the cross and died there. It was Christ who firmly grasped the cup his Father had given him and served in complete obedience and submission. And it was only Jesus who could have chosen to obey his Father's will. Only one who was like him, who was both truly God and truly man. One who had the power to resist all temptation thrown his way. One who could make any suffering sent to him stop. And one who also was a man like you and me and could feel pain. It was only Jesus, the promised one of God, who could arrive at his choice point and choose to fear and love God above all things. Yes, I will tell you all today that alone and by your own power, none of us could choose the path which fulfills even the simplest command of God. Without Jesus, there is no choice point. There's only us choosing our own destruction. And yet, Christ chose to uphold the will of his Father, and by doing so paid for all of our transgressions, for all of our sins. With his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Christ suffered complete separation from God and suffered the full wrath and condemnation of God so that we don't have to. All of this was for our benefit and for our salvation. So, when we find ourselves in deep despair, facing a crossroad, a choice point, which seems too difficult for us to endure on our own, it is okay to cry out to God for help. Because we know from where our help comes from. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who suffered for our iniquities and faced his own choice point with complete obedience. This is the only choice point that matters. For the path Christ followed to Golgotha is the way. The only way that we can go and find God. He is the way. The work is finished. Amen.